Begin the current daf. Masech l'shvus daf mem gimel. Begin the alpha. Begin the test master. Begin the gemara. B'chol behema lishma. That's chaz of a kol. So that's a klal by the klal. The Tosfos says really avagav the b'rish toras kind of even the beginning toras kem kama. Actually, the brisa says miprat the klal ketsa. What's a ketsa prat the klal? And ma'isi high kra. It brings this pasuk. So it says Tosfos simonim ba'amahu denakte. It's just bringing it as like a sign how you would say, but because the truth is dacha klal prat the klal. It's actually not a case of prat the klal. It quoted as like an example what would be, but actually in practice actually a klal prat the klal. Like it says matzah begins gemara kibtzuras damin. So these pairs libatzer is like it's already harvested, which Tosfos says near it would seem. Dili in your Shabbos, the regarding the lochas of Shabbos, akuli alma according to everyone lav kibtzuras damin. We don't say that when the fruits are ready to be plucked, that as if they're ready harvested, and rather kumichabar is dumb. It's like it's attached. The gum and mktiras hamemanim, because the malach of Shabbos of Taylish of Kaitzer, we learn that from the harvesting of the herbs. Shahisa Allah Hashem the Katzer. Obviously, that was after when it's ready to be harvested, and that is the malacha. And lin balchayv, and regarding the halachas of a creditor. Since you don't need the ground, to the contrary, there's the exact opposite. According to everyone, it is like it's harvested. He says, give her from the dates that by the on the mat, the whatever is ready to be harvested, like to be cut, it's like cut already. Now, if it would be applicable to the machleks that are over here, so my kashula, what are you asking him? Maybe he'll take Rabban to hold that it's not kagaz dummy. So obviously that by Shabbos everyone agrees that it is like attached, and the not kagazes, and regarding the halachas of Balchay, everyone agrees that it is kagazes. Now, and here regarding our halachas where we have the machlekes, Mio Rabin Chanan Pir, she explains actually no, not the Kremeir. No, the truth is the reason why the Gemara of the Inksubas is asking because the Gemara is going like Kremeir, and that's why we're asking because the Karmelin halachik is actually how we rule. Though the Gemara is legitimate in asking. Even though it's telling him machlekes, mishum the perak kain zikmar ba mekabed of non testament base paskin the kav shimon we rule the kav shimon. The one that he says achla peis gemurim if the animal ate full fledged fruits, mishalem is peches gemurim. So you have to pay. The owner has to pay full fledged fruits. From first time gemar, like gemar explains the reason the chiyam rachman obir b'stei acher when it says the pasuk that if it grazes in another field, it means shum zeh the valuation of the damage lohe ela gav so the acher you evaluate based on another field. So you take it in context of a larger field. So hanemile midah d'sarach l'sadeh. That's something that needs the field. Hani v'iz kimin l'tzich l'sadeh. Since you don't need the field anymore because they're already complete. Be'na yubay l'shlum. You have to pay it as it is. Amad d'katlushan nami. Obviously, you see that when it's ready to be harvested, you view it as ready as if it's detached. So if we see we rule like Remeir and Rabbi Shimon. So that's we asked from Shitas Remeir. And like it says, Master begins with the words actually belongs to the Mishnah of Membeis, Amembeis. That you only chayim al davish b'midah b'chulu. The halacha only applies. For something that has a measurement, the halacha of shvu is only something that's measured, weighed, or numbered. Now, Pirshei Avot Rival explains the nearly that appears to him. Mahide the Shin Bereish Meruba the Gemara Darshan beginning Perek Meruba the Baba coming up some Gemara Beis Salma a garment. That's lamudi dovah sheinu mesuyim. That includes something that's not distinct, meaning behind shlebe midim a mishkal or bevinyan. Meaning something that's not a specific measurement or weight or number. That's something that's not included in these halachas. That's the source where we know this from. Umiyu yesh mevarshim sham pirish acher. But actually, some say a different interpretation of what you learn of in Salma. The asich when it says lamudi dovah mesuyim means the asla fuki chatsi rumim chatsi eged. It's coming to exclude when it's not distinct. It's not an entire unit. It's coming to exclude when it's a half a pomegranate, a half a nut. Like the halachas of a kinyan of chalipin, we learn that man now just like a shoe that was by bayis a dava hamasuim something distinct. I've called the masuim also whatever distinct, and we see that over there the teaching is telling us that when it's not a whole item, that's what comes to exclude, and therefore that's how they learn the salma too, and therefore that would not be the source of the halacha of our mishnah. Next says matzah begins with the words of also belongs within the mishnah. That Ze'oim Hadaziz, that he says up until the ledge, that is considered as a Dava Mesuyim. Then he's Chayav Neshpua, which Tosfos points out parenthetically, he says, L'manda Amah Hilich Pater, according to the one, Bab Metzid Avdal Menav, that says that when the guy's Moed Mimiktis, but he right away gives back what he admits to right away, then your Pater is not considered like a partial admission, because you're giving that, it's like, and if you're like just being Kayfar Kol on the rest, so Tzarch Lahama, you'd have to explain, Kugan Shezeh Atzma Shemoedah, this part that he admits up until this is must be ain't a be'en. It's not here because if it's here, then it's here. It's like halach. Hey, it's already. So then you wouldn't be chayav b'shvua because it wouldn't be considered as moed b'miktzis. He says, "Mal to begin the word the Gemara lifli b'lisim in the day." Why don't you disagree? Why don't you differentiate in this case itself according to Abaya? Because Tais explained the Balav Ochimari Sefer. Because anyways, you'll see. In other words, Tais is addressing. You say, "Well, maybe we wanted to keep it by only b'bayi stam and differentiate in that." He says, "No, because you see, anyways, from the Sefer b'bayi zeh, it has to be b'bayi zeh. The b'bayi stam, because in regarding when say stam a house unspecifically, I feel ad the zit ad the chaloyin and davish b'mita. Then that's also not a specific measurement because you don't know what house you're talking about. So obviously, you know what b'bayi zeh. If that's the case, so that would be difficult. That's Rava's question on the b'bayi. The next says, "Mal to begin the words the Gemara el Amar Rava." Rather, Rava says his own pshat. So Tosfos is attempting to say, "Mamalu chasha b'yizeh malei." Why? Why doesn't he consider this case that he disagrees with Abai when he says this house that's full? Why is that not davar shebemidah? Seemingly Abai is correct. Given normally b'yizeh malei, since he says this full house was matzli chaseira, and he's giving back to missing nearest chasrein. You see it visibly missing. Why is it any different than saying till the roof, until the ledge? It seems to be the same thing. We're talking about it's only missing a little bit. So Mekri Malaya, that's like cold that it's still full. Man, you do Mabinem, you can't tell the difference between them, and that's not considered something that's measurable. Or, you know, another approach you could say is Bina Shayaski made by Dustin. No, he has to mention a specific measurement in his admission. That's Xeris Akasim, and therefore that's why this just saying this would be excluded. Isn't that coming to include that the case of Bayezem Malay? From the Zeha clause. So he says, when Tamek says, wait, he's like, how do you know? But let's say by Stam. Maybe it's just coming to say the case of a Stama house. That's excluded. That case wasn't yet mentioned because the time of the Petur B'Reish, the whole reason why you're exempting the case that we mentioned in the Mishnah until now, that's because of what he's admitting is that he didn't claim to, because it appears like we explained, and by Stam. But the case of Stamabai is Hoigla Mashtan, he's admitting to what he was claiming, but then that would be because it wasn't Dabash Bemida. So how do you know Zah clause, including in the case of Zah? Vishram says, we can say, no, the Loshin Sheitin Enum, Mashma Shinikoras Tanoisam. This that we say, Zah clause, that he's tining from him, that sounds like that we're talking about something that's recognizable in their claims. If you do Mashma Bename, and you know what's between them. And behind Namalishan, the Rabba Gufa, that's also the wording of Rav himself. And Veloshan Vyoida, Mash Mashem Maske by the Asa Mida, sounds like that you're mentioning a measurement. And therefore, that would be more indicative of the case of Zeh versus Stam, because Stam is not indicating anything. Avakasha, what's difficult is, it might Tani Zeh HaKlal. Well, so why are you saying this is the rule? Sounds like as if it's, oh, it's like, okay, we're going to generalize what we said up until now. It has no application to the beginning of the Mishnah. There it's talking about what the claim was, what he's not admitting, and here it is. But according to what we're explaining, that it's talking about the prior case, we're talking about menorah of different parts, that makes sense. Because that comes out the Bresha earlier, Afilah Shalcholiyas Poter, that Yepatu, even by the case of different parts, Avagav the Hoidla Mashatanoi, even though he's admitting what the claim was, the Be'in Davash Abimida, because he needs something that has a specific measurement. And Behashana Minicha, the Maisa Bezah Klal by Zemole. Now it also makes sense that we're including from Zah Klal by Zemole, the Bais Tamle Yitzrach. That in the Chanami, that you wouldn't even need it all. The Mereisha Shemin Law, we already know that from the beginning part, given the Lava Dabash Amidik is not measurable. And so that we already know. And to the contrary, we're saying the case of Bayezeh is going to be the case that we're including. Next says, Mazda begins the Gemara, Beyetze Allah Sabakadna. And so, you know, we're concerned, we obligate the Nifka to make the Shvua, because if the other one does, we have to be concerned that he's gonna take out the Bekot and he's gonna show him that he was lying. Pesach Bekot and Rashi explained. So Hashem Lo Digli Zebeshuma. Maybe this guy just wasn't so precise in his evaluation, and the Yivslen Leizel Shvuah. And now he's gonna disqualify him for testimony and for taking oath. And we don't want that to happen. Pesach Ben Chana Tzur Ben Chana also explains kind of like that over here. But it says I'll be Reisha Mafkid. But in the beginning of Perek Mafkid, but I'm saying that Lam Dalman Beis Hiksha. The Divya Mefarish came to the contrary. They ask, according to one who wants to explain like that, what, V'chiyavdin takana l'rushi? What, you think we make a remedy for wicked people? What do you mean to the contrary? Yeah, be careful, and that we'll want you to make the shvu then. So at the time, another the reason is, Shema Yitzah Allah HaBekot, and maybe the other party is going to pull out the deposit, and then it's a shvu is level of atala. It's going to come out that you took an oath in vain, because we didn't need you to swear, because the other guy has it, and we could have just verified that way. That's something that to be concerned about, and therefore we first have him swear for us. That's also look at Taisa Bamitsi, Devon Dalman Bay is the Maskal Shema.